I welcome now back to the Susie studio Peter Jackson and Maureen Peacock from the St Mark's Players. Good morning.
Morning,
Tess. How are you both?
Fine, apart from the weather.
Well, yes, you haven't got too wet out there, have you?
No.
Good, okay. Well, it's lovely to have you back. And I do believe you have another performance coming up shortly, which we'll talk about in a minute. But firstly, let's just do a recap. Now, the St Mark's Players, a bit of history, please.
Well, we originally started in the 50s as a church drama group, performing mystery plays and that sort of thing. But we're now entirely separate from the church. Although lucky to still have the use of the church hall with its stage and facilities where we can play and rehearse. Mm. There is a shortage of suitable places in this area for groups such as ours, although there are MADS, Merstham Amateur Dramatic Society, mm-hmm. have the Merstham Village Hall.
Yeah. But we are apart from St Mark's, actually. We just hire the hall,
yes.
Really. Yeah. Yeah.
And that is in Reigate?
Yes, in Alma Road. Yes, in Reigate.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Right, so you're talking about a shortage of places. Have you got the constant use of the St Mark's, the hall, or will you have to move on somewhere else?
Hopefully we have, you know, but you never can tell. They might want to use it for something else someday. Mm. But,
yeah.
You know, it seems okay for the future at the moment.
That's good.
Anyhow. Yeah,
that's good.
Which we're very glad about.
Of course. Yes, you need somewhere to rehearse,
oh, well,
especially weather like this.
Put it on, especially. Yeah, put something on. It's a good stage. Mm.
Is that where you hold all your rehearsals as well as the production?
Yes.
Although there are a few rehearsals that take place at people's homes.
Yeah, sometimes. Right. Sometimes we do, yeah.
I guess if, like, you're at the beginning where you're just kind of reading the script, I guess, getting to grips with things, that's easier. And then when you've got to do the actions, move into the hall, is that right?
No, it is more a sort of regular than that. It's
all right.
Because it's a Monday, Wednesday, we book it sort of well in advance. And we just have a Monday and Wednesday rehearsals as a general rule. It's just if we want anything extra, you know, that, yeah.
So what you've come to talk about today, your next production, I do believe, in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes. Six plays. We were originally going to do a full length, but that sort of fell through. And so we came up with this idea of doing six plays, which it has the advantage of using some new directors.
Oh, okay.
You know, teaching them the ropes sort mm-hmm. of thing. There's about 25 minutes one, which is by Jean McConnell, which is about the seaside, two ladies sitting by the seaside and things. And then we have another longer one, which is called Joining the Club, which is by David Tristram. And it's about this couple who she finds she's expecting a baby, and of course he gets a bit of a shock, you know, that sort of thing. And apart from that, we have four little ones, which are, some of them are about 10 minutes, some a bit shorter.
Okay.
Yeah. And fish and chips, of course.
Ooh, that sounds good. And why, with a seaside theme as well?
Yes.
Exactly. Go together, don't they? Just hope we have some sunshine. So these plays, you say you're doing the six. Is it all in, like, the one day or the 2 days? Or do you have intervals? How's it work?
Well, we're doing three in the first part,
right,
sort of one longer and two short,
yeah,
and then again one longer and two short in the second part, with your fish and chips in the middle.
But each day is effectively the same.
Each day is the same. Two nights we do it, and each time it's the same.
Mm. And who is it aimed at, age wise? Is it anybody?
We try to aim it at every age, don't we?
You mean the audience?
Yes.
I think the audience...
Well, I presume. That's what you meant.
Yes.
Yeah. The audience would range from probably teenagers to elderly folk.
Yes, it's a general sort of thing.
But I think young children wouldn't probably appreciate it.
Not always.
Right, so from teenagers up.
Yes. And we are looking to aim towards younger people, getting them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why not? I mean, it's... you know, they learn about Shakespeare at school, but there's more to plays than Shakespeare, isn't there, really?
Yes, yes, there is, although we do try to stretch our actors and our technology by putting on things like All My Sons or How the Other Half Loves, which is a very funny play. So, yeah, we do other things apart from small things.
Yeah, you just said there, Maureen, about stretching your members' acting and technical abilities. I've got a piece here that it says it's challenging to find suitable plays. Do you do like a group decision, or someone comes up with an idea for a play?
It's mostly somebody comes up with an idea of the play. We mm-hmm. Then we go to the library at Denby's, you know, and see if they've got it and look at it and read it, and if it's suitable, great, you know. But it's quite difficult sometimes to find the right, and for the right amount of people. Mm-hmm. We're quite short of men, aren't we?
Yes, and there are also some very good plays which only have a few people taking part, and we like to find plays where lots of people have a chance to have a go.
Yes.
How many of there are you in the group?
Probably about 33, 34.
Oh, right, like quite that. A few of you then.
Although it depends. Some people are members but not very active, or some mm-hmm. people act, perhaps they're members but they help with front of house and setting up and this sort of thing, but we don't otherwise see them. So it's everybody has their own role, their own area where they're interested.
Of course, yes. A bit like a team effort.
Exactly.
A very big team. Well, it wouldn't work if it wasn't a team effort, would it, really?
No.
And as I think you mentioned, Peter, in an email you sent to me, it can be very good on someone's CV as well.
Well, I think it does illustrate that you're a team player if you take part in this sort of activity.
Yes.
And that is something which is obviously valued by employers.
So you were saying that you're quite short of men in the group at the moment. Are you looking for, have you got vacancies? Are you looking for people to join the group?
Oh, definitely.
We're always looking for people, not just acting, but acting and dealing with the technical side, backstage. Yes. Every area needs new blood.
Carpenters and people to make scenery. And
exactly. It's
like
not
that.
Just the acting, is it? It's the behind the scenes as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you look for in a person, and how can they contact you?
Oh.
We look for somebody who is keen to take part. They don't necessarily have to have any skills, acting skills or any other skills, because they pick them up from other people who do have those skills. So it's really, really...
Contact you with a website.
Yes,
that's the easiest way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is St Mark's Players, with no punctuation, .co.uk.
St Mark's Players, .co.uk.
Yeah.
And they can find you. I guess if they Google it anyway,
they can probably find you.
Yes.
Yeah. Drama.
And it can be very rewarding as well, and a fun experience for people, can't it?
Yes. Oh, yes. There are funny things happen. We do have fun. Well, we try to make the rehearsals fun. You know, we work hard, but we also try to have a laugh and things like that. But I remember one play, actually, particular, and it was about Christmas, and this mm-hmm. tree was supposed to fall down later on, but unfortunately it fell down a little bit too soon and blocked the entrance.
Oops!
And again, we had a very experienced actor who came in and said, "Who put that there?"
And why not?
So, you know, these things happen. But those are the things you remember.
Exactly. It makes probably for a great performance as well. And sometimes maybe the audience don't always know whether it's meant to be in or not.
No,
but it can sometimes make it. And people will go away and talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember what happened when we saw that?
Yeah.
The fact
that
things can go wrong, and often do, makes it all the more fun.
Exactly. Yes. As long as you can laugh about it afterwards, that's fine.
Yes.
It's important.
It is indeed. So just a reminder, please, then, about this play. It's on, didn't you say, 22nd, 23rd of June?
23rd of June, Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday. And that is at?
At St Mark's, Alma Road. Can you
RH20DA is a postcode. Tickets are £16, which include a fish and chip supper.
Fantastic.
If you don't want fish and chips, then it's £10.
You just go hungry.
Oh, to bring your own.
Yeah. Yes,
indeed. Yes. You've got to bring your own drinks and things, unfortunately, if we don't have a bar.
No, you get fish and chips, that's great. Yeah, I might say we can pop along.
Oh, good.
Anyway, Peter and Maureen, thank you very much for popping into the Susie studio again. And as they say, break a leg. And
thank you for having us in.
Thank you. Not literally, but you know what I mean in theatre land. And I wish you all the best with the plays.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Jackson and Maureen Peacock from the St Mark's Players, and they are in St Mark's. That's Alma Road, Reigate, and it's the 22nd and 23rd of June. It is on their website, but if you Google it, I'm sure you'll find them. I'm Tess Lucy. This is Susie Radio.